A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 9 of the FDH Lounge and our second adaptation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 7 seasons on our previous platform. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our NFL Week 2 version of the Insider as we deliver our lineup advice for this slate of action. First of all, since we have different platforms where this is available, we urge you to view this on our fantasy blog at fantasydrafthelp.blogspot.com because of the links we posted that precede this webcast. In particular, we have links to our Fantasy Football Draftology 2011 guide, Google News and CBSSports.com for injury news, and the NFL.com Week 2 homepage for scores and updates. Additionally, we will update there as needed with any big news during the weekend. Look on the blog for Fantasy Newsletter Volume 4, Issue 36, posted on September 16th, to find the weekly Fantasy Newsletter with the accompanying links where this video is embedded. We've got some additional preface notes that we'll be delivering every week as well. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. At quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Michael Vick, Peyton Manning, Tony Romo, and Matt Schaub. Now, obviously, Peyton's scrubbed from that list for some time and possibly the season, but if healthy, we wouldn't advocate pulling him or the others from your lineup at any time. At running back, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Mo Jones-Drew, Arian Foster, Rashard Mendenhall, Michael Turner, Darren McFadden, Matt Forte, Peyton Hillis, Ahmad Bradshaw, Frank Gore, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, LeGarrette Blount, and Steven Jackson. At wide receiver, Andre Johnson, Roddy White, Calvin Johnson, Greg Jennings, Hakeem Nicks, Reggie Wayne, Mike Wallace, Larry Fitzgerald, Miles Austin, DeSean Jackson, Mike Williams, Tampa Bay, Dwayne Bowe, Marcus Colston, Jeremy Maclin, Vincent Jackson, Dez Bryant, and Brandon Marshall. Again, Colston is hurt now, but he is an every week play when healthy. At tight end, Antonio Gates, Dallas Clark, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, and JerMichael Finley. Now, our advice is relative, and there are exceptions to every rule. As a general guide to our approach, we factor in a PPR assumption since so many leagues have at least some component of that in their scoring system these days. Additionally, our advice is able to be applied most precisely to a 12-team league in terms of the proportions of value. As such, based on the players who are our perennial recommendations for the season, there are 8 QBs, 18 running backs, 17 wide receivers, and 5 tight ends who are always worth playing if healthy. Those baseline numbers provide a useful guide into the strength of various positions from week to week. In a 12-team league, that means in an ideal week, we can recommend 4 additional QBs, 7 additional tight ends, and approximately a dozen running backs and wide receivers, assuming that your league has a flex position. Okay, with our lengthy but necessary setup out of the way, let's get into this week's best lineup plays. At quarterback, we recommend Cam Newton, Matt Stafford, Josh Freeman, Jay Cutler, Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco, Matt Hasselbeck, Kevin Cobb, Rex Grossman, Kyle Orton, Chad Henne, and Matt Ryan. So as with week one, the depth at QB is outstanding this week, and if you don't have one of the automatic start QBs, you may well have 2 players worth a look. At running back, the depth is respectable and certainly better than in week one. We recommend Javid Best, Joseph Addai, Beanie Wells, Felix Jones, Cedric Benson, Knowshon Moreno, Reggie Bush, Ryan Matthews, Mike Tolbert, Cadillac Williams, and Brandon Jacobs. At wide receiver, it's a bit thinner, but not horrible, with Carolina's Steve Smith, Jordy Nelson, Johnny Knox, Devery Henderson, Nate Washington, Braylon Edwards, Jacoby Jones, and Mario Manningham as the good plays. Tight end is way better than last week, with a feast o' plenty among your good options, including Scott Chandler, Greg Olson, Dustin Keller, Ed Dixon, Fred Davis, Jermaine Gresham, Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, and Tony Gonzalez. We like to single out some players as stronger options each week, so here's our top five in no particular order. Cedric Benson, Mario Manningham, Greg Olson, Devery Henderson, and Carolina's Steve Smith. Additionally, each week we take a look at NFL teams we consider to be all in or all out. All in constitutes recommendations at the full range of QB, RB1, WR1, WR2, and tight end. All out teams have only their perennial recommendations to go on every week with no marginal players suggested. Our first all in recommendation for the season comes in Dallas, where we add Felix Jones to our every week recommendations filling out the Cowboy lineup. There are eight all-out plays, though. Oakland, Kansas City, Cleveland, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. Now, to keep things in their proper context, let's look at the last one. For Philly, Brent Celek is the only question, so for them to be all-out, it simply means that you bench the only player among the five aforementioned spots that comes into play every week. So there's your recommendations for NFL Week 2. We welcome any questions, and we may answer them here from time to time. Become a friend of FantasyDraftHelp.com on Facebook or hit us up on Twitter, where our identity is the FDH Lounge with no spaces and the T, F, D, H, and L capitalized. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponent this week and be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off Topic mini episodes from the FDH Lounge.